Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Love Hour. Forget what your mama told you. Yeah. Forget what you learned in school. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about living and learning. Best believe we gonna talk it through. Yeah. Sometimes we're looking at the same thing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour Lovecast. I am your host, Miss Kev on Stage, and I am joined by my husband and co-host,
the Kev on Stage.
You were child late on cue.
I was looking at you,
looking like you was not prepared.
Man, that's my wife. That's my wife.
You were ready.
We about to staring right at you.
Yeah, you were. I saw you. Today we have two very special guests, and I am so excited that they have decided to join us today and grace us with their presence. They are the creators of the Ultimate Intimacy app that is none other than Amy McKinley and Nick McKinley. Kevin goes into immediate worship.
Thank you, Father God, for the app, Father God. We was unlocking parts of our bodies that we didn't know was there, God. Oh, yeah. I had to reread some. I was like, hold on, I'll do what now? The Bible said this, okay? Oh, I lock it. I lock this a lot. Hey, Son of Solomon in here. This ain't just missionary, amen, huh?
So do you like the app?
Oh, I love it. The app is not missionary. Let's throw that thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Is it your 50-50 man yet? Is it your 50-50 man yet?
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a fun episode.
That's a great endorsement.
No, that was fantastic. The Ultimate Intimacy app we talked about during the month of February when we were talking about practicality, sex, and we dedicated the whole month to sex. And that has been a listener favorite. We've received responses even today about the app and how much you guys are enjoying it. So I am so excited that they have decided to join us, and we are going to just have a good time today. But before we get started, we want to do our this or that.
That or this. Respect the people's voice.
That or this with Kev and Liz.
Thank you.
I don't understand people. How you have tried to anoint me as the host, and yet I am always outvoted.
Because the people side with me. You're just the champion. They I'm the people's
do.
Champion.
That's so
I'm Marcus
true.
Aurelius.
Oh,
you're
I need
Claudius.
To, I need to do my disclosures. If you are new here, thank you so we're like all over the place. We're going to get it together. If you're new here, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. We are marriage champions. We are not therapists. Child ain't now. One of us got no type of sort of degree or certification.
We got degrees, just not in therapy.
Well, that's true, child. We all college
sociology.
Educated. College educated, but not in like this field. So we often draw on our personal experiences and books that we've read and those type of things and just share our experiences with you. The number one feedback that we get on the podcast is transparency, 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 and just a motto that I have. And I've talked to Nick and Amy while Kev was filming earlier, and I know that they're transparent people as well, but I always say that there's ministry in transparency. Part of the reason I do the podcast and I share a lot of like my heart is because when I was going through things, I always felt like, am I the only one going through this? Because don't nobody talk about these things. And I don't want other people to feel that type of like isolation and feeling of being alone when a lot of us are going through the exact same thing. So I'm excited. So that or this, Kev, go ahead.
That or this with Kevin List. Would you rather take a shower in scalding hot water or ice cold water? And I'm talking about way too hot. Not like women, they just like the water to be on hell. Like even hot for women, or there's no hot at all.
Is this every day or am I stuck to this for my lifetime?
That's the same thing, isn't it?
No. Oh, I asked the wrong question. Is this one day? Is it one day or is it this way for my entire lifetime?
Entire lifetime.
My entire lifetime is how I'm taking a shower. Did you guys want to answer first?
I hate cold water. I'm going hot.
You're going hot? Yeah.
Scalding in me, like, oh.
Like, I'm going to have burns?
Like, you know when the water's hot, your back itches? Yeah. It's so hot. It's like that. Like, oh, my God.
But not like...
Like, I'm barely not, below boiling.
I'm not burning, though.
You're not technically like burning your skin.
Walking out with, I'm going
Not going to be visiting a burn unit hostel.
I hate cold water.
I know. I don't like cold showers either.
Well, Amy and I shower a lot together, and the first thing is when I hop in the shower, I'm on fire. I mean, I take hot showers too. So I'll take hot for sure.
Yeah, we're
used to hot. We shower a lot too. One of us enjoys it, the temperature of the water. The other enjoys the view. I would take cold water. Because hot water, I'd be like, fam, this is burning me.
Yeah, but Kevin also likes, like, lukewarm water.
It don't have to be that hot. It'd be barely hot. Just barely a little bit hot. Melissa's like, if I'm not burning, I'm not clean.
I do like hot water.
I saw this funny tweet. I'm not going to say this about you guys because you're lovely women. This guy said, women like water that hot because it reminds them of hell from where they came.
What?
I was like, whoa, sir. He shouldn't have said that. I definitely didn't say it. Didn't go over as well as it did on Twitter here.
You're saying that's one of the things that you shouldn't have said. Yeah,
yeah, I never say those things. I love wife. I love wife a lot.
I love wife a lot. I think my answer is... This is hard. I'm going to go hot as well.
You, I know you. As soon as the water dips a little, you're like, I'm out. I can't take it. Like, it's just coming down to regular temperature. You had it on global warming, and it came down to just manageable. When she gets out, I'm like, ooh, Jesus, I turn it down. I'd be standing in the back dry, like, man, sure would be nice if I could get a little bit of that water. Sure. She's a small woman. She takes up a lot of showers.
How am I taking up all the showers?
I'm going to tell y'all, I want a lot of money for two reasons. A big shower that has two shower heads. We had a shower in D.C.
that had
two shower heads. And then I want a hotel level water heater. You know, like the hotels, the water just stays the same temperature. No adjustments forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need in my life. Amen. That and a basement.
And a walk-in closet.
Where you got to be yelling at each other to talk to each other. Yes. Yeah.
I want my own sink with my own temp, but still get to see the naked body. I like the naked body a lot.
Okay, we're going to move on. Everybody answered yes. Okay, so what we're going to do today is basically talk about the McKinley story, their marriage, how you guys met. Tell us all the good detail, all the tea chow. Yeah. And then talk about the inspiration and how the app came to be. Because our listeners love it. Me and Kevin love it. App. If you haven't tried out the Ultimate Intimacy app, you most definitely download the Ultimate Intimacy app. It's a little purple icon with like a cursive UI. You should download it. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, your first time hearing about the Ultimate Intimacy app, do yourself a favor.
Man.
Do your spouse
Stop
a favor.
Stop the podcast now. Do the app, then come back and be like, woo!
Download the app. Okay, so tell us. Tell
Our
us.
Take.
I'm not sure if I should let you tell a story.
I think I should take on how we met because the story changes a lot. But,
okay, I understand.
And then I'll tell the correct version.
That's right.
That's how it works.
So familiar.
So Amy and I actually had a best friend that said, "Hey, there's a smoking hot girl you got to meet."
Okay.
I hadn't seen her before, but we got set up on a blind date.
Oh, snap!
So the first time was we. Kind of try to get things set up. I canceled. The second time.
This is 17 years ago. We have aged.
Yeah. The second time Amy canceled. The third time I tried to cancel. My friends were like, no, we're getting you guys together.
Why'd you cancel?
Well, obviously, I hadn't seen Amy because if I had seen her, there would be no cancellation.
Right? Come on, Nick.
So,
yeah. Come on,
blind date.
Blind date? Because you don't know what it might be like. Oh, man.
I had a blind date like a few weeks before, and I mean, it was awful.
Yeah.
So no more blind dates in my future. But
they're bad.
Amy and I met, and we totally hit it off. As my friend and his date are over there arguing, and you know, we're just totally hit it off. And 3.5 weeks later, I
you're like, I'll call you in a few days. You're all playing it cool. Like hours later.
Yeah, that's true.
By like, a few
really?
Days, I mean
you couldn't even
38
wait.
Minutes from now, I'll be calling you on the telephone.
I was like, I got to see this girl again.
Oh, that was cute.
So 3.5 weeks
so
later.
So wait, were you thinking like, I don't know if I could take days. I should just call her just to let her know. I don't want her to think I'm going to call her. I'm going to just call her. The whole thing was turmoil.
Oh, and it was embarrassing. I'm like, all right, I told her I'd call her in a couple days. And it's the next morning. But luckily she answered the phone and went out on, spent about every night together. And three and a half weeks later, I knew I couldn't live without her and asked her to marry me. And
three and a half weeks?
So hold
We're
on.
Crazy,
if,
I know.
If our kids are ever watching this, it's 3.5 years. So
wow.
So we, yeah, I just knew I couldn't live without her and just absolutely
I felt the same way,
her.
Yeah. We just totally
Three and a half weeks?
Yeah.
This all within the same calendar month?
21 yeah. days.
Shut
Literally
up.
21 days.
That's amazing.
Now, kids, don't try this at home. But yeah, it's been, I mean, we've been married about 17 years now, and she's the love of my life.
Dang,
so.
Nick. Amazing. Nobody beats my story. You killed my story.
We had some friends that were 11 days, so we were like, dang it. They
yeah,
won.
Like, wait, people got married 11 after?
Engaged.
Engaged, yeah. Yeah, so to clarify, sorry, yeah, three and a half weeks to get engaged. And,
yeah. So it was a few months
then
after
we had
that,
a long, yeah. long engagement process of like 4 months.
It's actually three.
So
so we're talking a quarter. You guys were met, engaged, and married within one calendar
see, March
quarter.
March to June, literally.
That's a quarter.
Yeah. yeah.
A quarter. April,
yeah.
May, June. Yeah.
Was your family like, fam, what? Take it easy.
No, oh, they were so supportive.
Really?
They just could feel that we were soulmates. Literally,
yeah. They were like, "Y'all gonna make an app together, man? Y'all go
yeah.
ahead and get
yeah,
them in
we
marriage."
Did. Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen.
I mean, I was 26, so I, you know, I knew what yeah. I wanted, and
so did I. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, so. That's a great story, guys.
Here we are, 17 years later, 4 kids. We've made
four
it.
4 kids.
Yeah.
What are your kids' ages?
We have a boy that's 14, and then 3 awesome girls that are 12, 9, and 6.
Woo!
And they're a handful.
Yeah,
I bet we have 2, and they're a handful.
Yes.
The amount of Hot Pockets that are consumed will yeah. blow your mind.
I love it.
They're so fun, though. So fun.
I love that story. We didn't talk about that before, so that was very interesting to me. I love it.
I know. People think we're crazy.
I love Well, 17,
love.
Yes.
Crazy in love.
Beyonce, hey, Beyonce lyrics are man. Always appropriate.
Oh,
yeah.
gosh.
Mm-hmm. Always. Okay, so that's an amazing story. And then tell us about the app.
Okay, so 4 kids later, and let's see. It was about 2 years ago, so... we were okay, honestly, in a rut. I was kind of in a rut. 4 kids, I was stressed out. He's been working on a business for years. We work as a great as a team, but mm-hmm. I had taken on a lot of the financial pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I was stressed out to the max, and he is just craving being intimate all the time, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, I'm tired, and I'm a full-time mom, and I work full-time, and I was exhausted, and I'm like, I just need something new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need something else. That's exactly how I felt. I needed something else and something to spice it. Why am I not craving as much as him? Literally, why I asked that. Why do I not want it as much as he does? And so I literally jumped online and bought a game and brought it home. And I'm like, here's a spicy game. I want to play it. And he was kind of like, okay.
I mean,
and I
Nick was like, this is what I'm talking about.
No,
actually,
no,
that was not my reaction.
No.
Yeah. You don't want to play no sex again?
It was crazy because I almost felt like I offended him, like our sex life isn't good enough. And it was awesome. Like we've always.
I can see that.
I can see that too.
Well, and growing up, you know, sex is not talked about at
right.
all. I mean, our honeymoon night was like insert part A into part B.
Right.
And, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Nobody had taught him anything.
Yeah.
Literally.
You didn't watch nothing on no movies or nothing?
No. I mean, I had no idea. So our honeymoon night, I mean, you could probably, if there were cameras in the room, you could probably spend an hour on your comedy tour talking about
Making
my honeymoon
funny.
Night. So
which hole is it? Am I in? I don't know. No, that's the bed.
But,
oh, it felt
he actually
not nice.
Knew that.
But I can
really?
Oh, no, it wasn't. Come on.
No, she said she knew, he knew
no,
that.
He knew
oh,
that.
I knew
oh,
that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
He knew
yeah.
that. Yeah. No,
come
knew.
On, I'm not.
But, it wasn't that bad.
But I think, you know, I can laugh about it because I think a lot of couples
Absolutely.
Are in the same situation.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean
Especially
you know, most
Christian
people,
you
most people get married and really don't understand what the woman needs or vice versa.
Sex
so.
Is not, especially if you didn't have sex prior to marriage, but even the first time for anyone, like with a new person, it's an unusual thing. It's not
right.
something you plan,
yeah.
you practice doing all the time. You have to get really close. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on for the first time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when Amy introduced new things, I'm like, hey, am I not good enough? You know, or what
I think it was literally like a stroke.
Yeah.
A little offensive that I would bring him a game and he kind of took it as because it's not good enough.
Right? I could totally get that. What you saying? I'm boring. I'm boring.
Exactly. You don't like all this?
Right.
And it necessarily wasn't boring. It was just like, I literally didn't quite know what I needed or wanted, and I was willing to experiment a little bit more so that I could literally be craving it as much as him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so that's kind of where it started, and that led to some really good conversations. Mm-hmm. And okay, so we ended up playing the game, and it was awesome. Like, we did stuff that we hadn't done, and it was awesome. But after a couple months, well, maybe it was like a month later, I'm like, there were things on it that were a little vulgar. Mm-hmm. There weren't any pictures or anything, but just wording. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is lame. I don't want to use a flashlight or my phone light on my bed in the dark.
Because you're saying it wasn't...
Like, it was kind of ridiculous, you know? Yeah.
It wasn't it was a card game, not like an app game.
Yeah. So I just had this idea, like, I want a really awesome game on my phone. And that's kind of where it came to be. But there's more story to it. So in that matter of time, couple month period of time, I had gone to lunch with a couple different friends, and one of them had said, you guys have been through some real trials in your marriage the last couple years. Mm-hmm. What keeps you guys together? And I'm like, literally just being intimate together. Like, we had had some really big stresses, and I never, like, I always made sure that he was taking
care of that way.
You know what I mean? And even if I didn't feel like it, I felt like I was really selfless in that area. And I think that kept us together through a lot of things. But she almost, like, her reaction was, ew, that's like a chore. And that really saddened me.
Right.
It really saddened me. I'm like,
That's an honest feeling for, I've gone through that feeling.
A lot of friends have told me the same thing. And then I had another friend within weeks that, you know, her husband got in pornography bad. All those feelings that come with that. That was another situation. She didn't feel like she was pleasing him in the bedroom. And maybe it had led to that, which I don't think it was her fault. And then we had another experience. I was talking to some friends, and one of their daughters had just gotten married. And her mom had kind of asked her, you know, how it was going, you know, after a couple of weeks. And she's like, is that all there is? And I'm like, sad. Just sad. Like, all these women, I didn't realize there was that big of a struggle. And I think a lot of it goes back to, we don't talk about it enough.
100%.
We don't know our bodies enough. Absolutely. Our men don't know our bodies enough. Like, he's been always so good at making sure I'm taken care of. But I have not been really good at being like, this is exactly what I want. Like, I didn't want to offend. You know,
We've said this once before, and it kind of speaks to what you're saying, in that women are usually trained that men are the engine when it comes to sex, and women are the brakes. And so we don't take control. We don't know our bodies. We kind of expect our husbands to take the lead, and we don't get to know ourselves in that way. Because again, it's not, we, like, traditionally, societally, we're not the ones taking the lead. We're just saying, nope, don't do that. Nope, stop that. Nope, that doesn't feel good, versus saying, do this.
Yeah.
Try that.
Well, and how are we supposed to do this or try this if we don't really know
ourselves what we begin want? With? Absolutely.
You know?
I want to pause you really quickly because we're talking about women, and one really important holiday is coming up to honor women, wives, and mothers, and that is Mother's Day. Yes! Clap for your mama! clap for her, okay? And for Mother's Day, we have partnered with Canvas, who is a picture company that puts pictures on canvases. Can you guys see this? Okay.
Scoot it over to the right.
Okay.
This is our little family.
This is our little family, and it is printed on canvas. I have actually two of these. The other one, I'm not taking off the wall. But we partner with Canvas, and you can get one of these for free.
That's that FRWE.
Yes. All you have to do is pay for shipping. And I absolutely, this is legitimately, first of all, I love these pictures in general that we took.
JoJo ruined nearly all of those pictures. Yes, and the one he smiled, I was frustrated.
If you actually look at my hand is right here, it's because I'm literally tickling him. And that's how I got
this. Oh, is that how?
Yeah. I'm literally just tickling the side of his stomach, and that's how I got the smile. But they're beautiful pictures. If you have, so listen, y'all, Mother's Day is May 12th. It's coming up in like 2 or 3 weeks. If you haven't got your mama a gift, man, if you haven't got your wife a gift for Mother's Day, first of all, gather your life. first. Gather the pieces of your life and get the gift together. If you don't know what to do, find a picture of the family, of your children, of your favorite vacation, whatever. Contact Canvas people. Get it printed on a canvas. Present it to her, and she will be so happy because she will get to put it up in her house.
This is the thing that people notice the most when they come into our house. Is that we have those. It's the most important thing that people notice. And also, I think because of cell phones, we don't print as many pictures as we used to.
So true, Kevin.
So you don't get to see them in hand. And I think this is a dope way to, like, memorize super dope parts about your life. And I look at that, and I'm like, man, our kids are so little. And then they walk around, they're like, Fortnite, But in that picture, they were so sweet and perfect.
Yeah, they were. It was it's one of my favorite pictures. So we're trying to help y'all men and people that ain't got your mama's gifts. Honor your mama. Honor her and all the things that she does. So right
women
now,
women can also get their mom's gifts.
Who?
Women. Mm-hmm. You keep saying men. Women have moms.
Oh yeah, I said people.
Mm-hmm. You're like, men, get your mama a gift.
Did I not? Josh said I didn't. People, get your mama a gift.
Women, yeah, y'all.
Men and women, yeah. Children that have a mama, get your mama a gift. So they're great for decorations, printing pieces of art, family portraits, all of those things. Now, as a special, very limited Mother's Day offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11x14 photo canvas for free.
Woo!
11x14 photo canvas for free. That's right, free. These are normally set. These normally sell for $69.99, but this week only, you'll pay nothing, just cover shipping. To get your free canvas, text Kevin to 484848. Just pay for shipping. This offer won't last. Text Kevin to 484848. That's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, to 484848. Message and data rates apply. Yeah, it's Kevin this time. So K-E-V-I-N to 484848. Get your Canvas People canvas printed by canvaspeople.com. And it's 11x14. That's
a good size.
It's one of their most popular sizes that they're offering for free. So thank you, canvaspeople.com, for partnering with us and offering our listeners this incredible deal.
Yes.
Right in time for Mother's Day. So I wanted to piggyback really quickly off what you were saying. I think that the stories that you're hearing, that you heard from your friends, echoes my exact story. I literally walked into marriage, and I don't want to say, actually, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say what I wasn't going to say, but it's actually true. And that I was going to say, I didn't want to say that I wasn't influenced by movies, but that's actually false. I actually was influenced by movies and didn't realize it. I didn't realize that I expected sex to be automatic, and I expected those feelings to just be there naturally. And so when it didn't, I was like, so what is wrong with me?
What is wrong with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
I feel that.
Because a lot of times the woman, I mean, and I always say this as well. Obviously, there are women out there that have a higher desire than husbands. But statistically speaking, most of the time, women are lower desired than the husbands. So just statistically going along that line, we own, if sex isn't every day, the woman is broken. We like own that. And so I'm thinking something is wrong with me. I am broken. What's wrong with me? And you don't realize that so many women are going through this. Mm-hmm. And so when I was going through this, and I'm going to marriage enrichment and, you know, these different things, reaching out for help and no one's talking about it, I felt like, well, I'm the only one struggling. I needed Michael Jackson to sing that to me.
Amy's here with you.
I really did. Okay, so keep going.
I think you make a great point.
You and your husband can smack.
Wait, let him sing. We love the song.
I only have four bars.
Oh. I think you bring up a great point. When, you know, Amy and I have been married a year or two, and I remember talking to her dad, and her dad's like, hey, can I ask you a personal question? I'm like, sure, fire away. And he's like, do you ever get home and Amy just takes control and slams you against the wall and has her way with you? And I'm like, no.
Wait, her dad asked you that? Her dad or your dad?
No, her dad.
Her dad said, yeah. Hey, does my daughter ever take you home and just throw you against the wall and just have your way?
Yeah.
You gotta lie if she does.
I'm like, Ron, I
know, you should have said
Your daughter's doing amazing. Congratulations with the way you raised her. She's very raucous. Actually, on the scale of raucous to crazy raucous, she's crazy raucous.
She's crazy.
Well, I said, no, think that probably only happens in the movies. And to a great point, you know, I think we see things and expect that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not. It's
you
not.
Internalize so much information without even thinking about it. I was telling my wife, we were setting up for life insurance, and they had a person come out and like give me like a test in my home. And he came in a stethoscope and a white jacket. And I automatically assumed, oh, they sent a doctor, like a mm-hmm. real doctor. So as he was like about to draw blood, I literally thought, well, what if, is he a doctor? So I said, how long have you been a doctor? He was like, oh, I'm just a nurse. And I was like, ah. Like, no disrespect to nurses, but that moment I realized I associate that white jacket and stethoscope, you are a doctor. He didn't have MD on it, nothing. You just assume that, and you don't even realize that you mm-hmm. internalized. Yeah. I was thinking yeah. about one more example because I want to sound smart. I was watching this documentary. I think it was Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. But it was talking about how milk, like we drink cow's milk and stuff. And as a kid, they told you milk does a body good. And right. we didn't realize that that ad was purchased by dairy farmers. We're yeah. just like, well, propaganda. Everybody's telling us yeah. this. Yeah. They tell us yeah. this at school. And the dairy farmers sell milk to school. So you're just like, oh, so milk does a body good. And then somebody was like, we're the only society that drinks another animal's milk. And I was like, wait, hold up. That is weird. I never really thought about that. But you don't realize, like, if it's nobody true. Tells you this is wrong, you just assume that that's right. And in my case, actually, in probably all of our cases, my parents didn't talk to me about sex
at all.
Ever. No, mm-hmm. no bad talk, no good talk, literally no talk. So it was either my friends who were either lying or yeah. were ill-informed, or television and movies. And television and movies, they're not healthy displays of, right. of no, sex. They're not like, yeah. oh, here's how you fill your wife's love tank hours and days before you have sex. It's always, Melissa says all the time, both people are ready to go at the moment's notice. And the only reason that's happening is because it's on the call sheet.
Yeah.
We're shooting
yeah.
the sex scene after lunch. Be ready. You know what I mean? But in real life, yeah. there's kids, there's work. Like, nobody's ever tired in
stress.
Movies. Yeah. Nobody's ever like, oh, you know, I just don't feel cute today. I remember the first time Melissa was like, I just don't feel sexy. I was like, you are, trust me. Please, I want to have the sex. Please, you're fine.
But the other thing is that you kind of just alluded to, and I just want to bring it out, is that it's a huge missed opportunity in churches when we don't own and talk about sex, because it was created by God as a pleasurable experience. And when we don't talk about it and we're silent on the subject, it leaves people to go to movies and their friends to figure out what is this mystical idea and what is it? Oh, it's this. It's a husband and a wife, and they're always ready, and their sex drives are always at the same level. And at any time, she's going to mm-hmm. walk through the door, take off her clothes, swing her hair because there's a Beyonce fan in the room as well. And you know what I mean? And that's not real life.
Yeah.
You know, and when we funny? Don't.
Real life, sometimes it's cold in the bedroom.
Right.
And that can mess up the sex.
Yes.
Been like, it's just really cold.
Facts.
I'm like, what? That's, you care about temperature?
Yes, I do.
But in real life, yes. if I was reading about it in a book, like, part of sex is having a yeah. comfortable temperature for both parties. Because if it's too cold, it'd be like, Melissa would be like, literally like this. I can't think about nothing else but the temperature.
Cold.
I want a fireplace under our bed. If that's
But for a guy, you could be streaking in the Antarctica. What? And you're ready to go.
Bro, I could be one leg McGee. You could chop my leg off. Be like, hey, you want to go to the hospital? You want to have sex? I'd be like, sex? Obviously, I don't need this bottom leg.
The doctor can wait.
Then you can fix it. Give me a tourniquet and give me the butt.
So true.
So tell me about, well, we've already kind of talked about your experience being a Christian and sex. So I wanted to ask this question because I have my own personal, like, what's your favorite aspect of the app?
Okay, so it was about the game.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I want the game on my phone. I just want it for me. Like, literally, the back and forth and the way it works, like, it's for both.
Yeah.
Mm. And we could go on and talk about how that works. But
that was my favorite part, too.
But I feel like
your turn.
There
do
was
something to me now. Mm, I like that.
Well, I just felt like women were going to get to try stuff they hadn't tried, right. and it was going to be completely equal for both.
And yeah. you know what I like about the game aspect of it? It feels like it's less pressure because it's like, it's the app. I mean, yeah. I would never ask.
Well,
I
exactly.
like this, but the app yeah. is suggest. Maybe we should just try it. Would you normally do this? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
But because the app is it's merely a suggestion, try it out and see.
You and know, a lot of our the responses that we've got, a lot of those actions are from people have downloaded the app. Like, we love getting...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People be like, throw this in there.
Absolutely.
If it's a good suggestion, we have put it in there.
I think that's phenomenal. Really? And I honestly think we kind of talked about this in our, like, pre-production meeting because we're so fancy over here, girl.
We're running a real company over here. Real company. Our office is being renovated. That's why we're shooting here, in case you were wondering. Did we mention that?
No, I didn't. But what I was going to say is one of my, and it kind of goes to this, my favorite parts of the app is that it allows for such a safe space. When you grow up and everyone around you is silent on sex, you go into your marriage silent on sex.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for you to ask and have those conversations. I want to try this. I don't like that. Please do this. Please don't do that. Lick this, lick that. Like, it's hard for you to vocalize that.
Yeah.
And so to have an app that simply suggests those things for you, it is so much easier because it is, it's less intimidating.
Yes. Yeah. And I ain't gonna hold y'all. I know, Melissa, you got to take a break. When Melissa told me this was a Christian app, I was just like, this sex stuff going to be boring. It's going to be, missionary position. Another missionary position. Then we started pressing some buttons. I was like, oh, hold up. That's okay, y'all. Oh. Y'all done put some real stuff in here. And because I was afraid that, let me tell you something. Children church be full. Somebody doing something. Children church, mass choir, Easter hunt at the church. Kids everywhere.
Yeah.
So we be having the sex. We just don't be talking about it. So the app was like, oh, this is a lot more creative and free than I was expecting from a Christian app, because Christian does not equal boring.
Right.
No, right. And it shouldn't. Mm-hmm.
Like you said.
Solomon was in there going, he was going ham. He wrote it. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think that's the other part that's really great. When you are, again, just the missed opportunity, and I think that you've filled that gap, is that in general, Christianity, the church is silent on sex, so you're forced to go to these other things, and sometimes they're just vulgar, and you don't feel comfortable. You feel dirty. Like, I do want to do something different, but also that's too much, and I don't feel comfortable with that, and why I got to swear, and why we got to call it that? We can't call it something else. And so to have the opportunity to merge the world, it just makes it so much more comfortable. If you grow up in like a super conservative way, it's a way to allow you to branch out and experiment without feeling like you are jeopardizing your morals.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing. I want to tell y'all. I know. I'm going to stop you. Because I just want to tell y'all. I'm so thankful for y'all. Because I feel like as people and as Christians, you want to do more. You don't know how. You feel weird talking about it with your pastor, like about sex. Yeah. That specific. As a man, you don't want to say to another man, like, bro, I don't really, you know what I mean? Like, exactly. That feels weird. And then you don't want to go watch dirty movies or Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones early season, it was wild. I feel like sometimes when we don't find answers in the right place, we just be like, well, there's no answers.
Exactly.
There's nothing for me. It just has to be like this. And we accept that.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, so we're anti-pornography in our marriage. Mm-hmm. Where do you go and where do you learn?
Exactly.
Like, what am I going to give my kids before they get married and teach them about the woman's body, about what women like, about the clitoris? You even know what a clitoris was. No, it's got way more nerve endings. Like,
way more.
No, who knows that? Like, who researches?
It's like 10 times.
And where are you going to go on the internet to find something safe?
Yeah, it's hard.
Like we've talked about, I would never go to her and say, hey, I want to try this.
Right.
And she would never come to me because you're afraid of rejection. You're afraid of what's going to happen. Is that going to ruin your relationship? Mm-hmm. But in the game, going back and forth, if that comes up and both are like, hey, we're comfortable with that. You can hit the thumbs up that we like it or the thumbs down.
And
that
I love
don't.
That feature too.
Oh, yeah. In the upgrade, you can go customize your entire game with everything you're comfortable with before you even play it. So nothing is going to pop up that someone is not comfortable with. And that's why we made it that way. You're not into oral, turn it off. You're not into some of these things, don't click on it. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a phenomenal upgrade. And I would even suggest going in with an open mind, which I think is probably the best. Like when we first did it, I was like, I don't really know if I'm gonna be comfortable with this. But just allowing the app to suggest and be willing to try, you'd be surprised at how much you actually are willing to do because you never tried it to even know. Like you just assume child no to that versus I'm at least try it, you know? And I think that's one of the better features is that most of the time, if you are, I was a virgin on my wedding day. I'm like, I don't even know what to suggest.
Yeah.
I want to do something different, but I don't know what's different.
You had sex, something different.
Yes, exactly.
You haven't had something different.
Yes. So it's like, different. How do I even, you don't know what you don't know. I'm not looking at porn. I'm not looking at magazines. So I don't know what to suggest. And so having something that just says, try this. Okay, I will try that. Thank you very much. Yes. Well, it becomes back by the numbers.
You know, God made us the way he made us. And you know, I think...
Our bodies are a gift. Like, let's enjoy each other.
Yeah.
We have these desires. And so I think as long as, you know, everyone might be different. Some people might feel comfortable or less comfortable with certain things. But I think the key is as long as you are both comfortable with it, I think there's really any
okay, you know. If you were to ask any married person that was in a happy marriage, what is your favorite thing to do? I would hope that their answer would be to make mad passionate love with each other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, yes. The whole point of this app is to help people in so many areas. So mm-hmm. That is the goal at the end of the day. Like, we just want to be with each other.
Yeah.
Like, what if we, like, we're just so excited about it. Like,
we also recognize, too, like Amy said, when we first started putting the app together, mm-hmm. It was kind of focused around the game. But, you know, obviously, you know, you have that connection with intimacy, but there's mm-hmm. also a spiritual connection, an emotional connection, you know, so many different ways that couples connect. And that's where the conversation starters right. and the different things like that started to get implemented. And, you know, so it's very well balanced to where, you know, really can help any aspect of your
literally after 15 years and we created this app, our relationship the last couple years is beyond even mm-hmm. better than I could have imagined. Like, he gets me now. Our sex life is way more amazing, and he is doing dishes and laundry. And
you put that thing on him, he's like, you know what, man, let me clean up something, girl. I didn't know you was gonna feel like I, you know what, I done built you another house behind our regular house. I was just feeling like you probably needed another one. You know what, I created a new element, you know, it's earthy water, it's two things at once. I love so many things about this. That'll keep your husband going, right?
Absolutely.
And it keeps the woman
excited. And speaking of excited, we have someone like tagged this for us, like created a the Love Hour starter pack, which I think is a phenomenal and just hilarious term. And it's things that Kevin and I just constantly are like endorsing and things that we love. Of course, the Ultimate Intimacy app, we're going to throw them into our starter pack.
Yeah.
Absolutely belong and deserve. Oh, but also Lola. We have talked about Lola before. Lola is amazing. I want to read actually some of their, we've talked about this before. We've used their sex lubricant. They have a whole line of like sex products, so to speak. I don't want to say sex like vulgar, but like just sex products. So Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic. They offer
organic cotton, and orgasmic.
Yes. Yeah, cotton, right. Tampons, pads, all-natural lining, cleaning wipes, all of these things. They're 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS. Okay, they said that. No BS fibers, mystery fibers, no doubt about what's going on with your body. As I get older, I try to be more aware of the things that I put on and in my body, especially as women. Child, every month we got to do things. Mm-hmm. And I just try to be more aware of what I'm putting inside of my body. So we'll just leave it there. I don't want to get vulgar on y'all. So we've used Lola. Lola is fantastic. But they also have a sex subscription box.
Really?
Yes.
What come in that?
The Sex by Lola line is available for subscription. You can add to your period subscription. So everything is conveniently delivered to your ideal schedule. In addition to condoms and personal lubricant, we've used the lubricant. The lubricant is great. Lola now offers cleaning wipes. The wipes are safe to use anywhere on the body, perfect for day or night refreshing post-sex cleanup. That's important. Mm-hmm. They're individually packaged and perfect for on the go, gynecologist approved and hypoallergenic, which is so important. I love when women create things because we are aware that, child, you can't be putting everything in
that
and on.
That is true.
A woman's body, because all our stuff is internal, guy's stuff is external, so they can get away with more, child. We cannot. So the fact that it is gynecologist approved, hypoallergenic, those are all A+ in my book. For 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Love Hour when you subscribe. Again, that's 40% off all subscriptions. Go to mylola.com and enter Love Hour. That's LOVEHOUR when you subscribe. 40% off subscription box. There's condoms, there's lubricants, there's wipes. They're all of the things that we talked about. Child, put it in our starter pack. That's a good deal.
Bing, bang, bongo, bongo.
Okay. We talked about this a little bit, and I want to just briefly ask this question and get all of our thoughts and opinions on it. So one of my favorite things about the app is that I believe it helps to facilitate vulnerability, emotional and intimate vulnerability, because it allows for people, it allows for a safe space for people to try things that they would not have normally uttered aloud to their spouse. So my question is, what is your like definition, I guess, so to speak, of emotional vulnerability and emotional security? Because I think it offers both. And Shamira gave that amazing definition, and I always go back to that. It just always rings in my mind. And someone asked, well, what do you believe is the definition? I was like, Chad, that's a good question. So we can talk about it. Anybody want to answer?
Emotional vulnerability?
Yes.
Being seen, being heard, being valued.
That was that a vulnerability?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was intimacy, Ken.
Yep.
he's got something else on his mind.
For me, I can't speak for myself.
That's what we want you to do.
Vulnerability for me, Kevin, was sharing the parts of my life that I was scared of sharing even within myself. And I think that's when I realized the vulnerability that you were desiring was something that I was not even able to access. And that's the part of, that's the innermost parts of each other that are reserved for our spouses. You know, like for me, it was sharing your fears.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can boast about my ambitions and my excitements, but my fears, like I was telling Melissa when we were going through this part of our life, it's my fears were hard because that means I have to deal with them. And to let you know I'm afraid of something is to allow you to see, you know, for me, I equated fear with weakness, you know, mm-hmm. as a man, like mm-hmm. I can't be Absolutely. Afraid, you know, yeah. I can't be afraid of anything. But I was afraid of stuff, of failing, of tours not working, of not being a great husband or fathers or whatever the case is. And once I finally shared like that level with Melissa, it was like I unlocked the like, okay. I know we're talking about 15 years of marriage. I don't want to say we had a surface level marriage, but like the deepest, darkest parts of our, like, have you guys seen Inception?
Mm-hmm.
The parts on the fourth level in the safe, like, you talking about unlocking that and letting somebody in there, that's where we had to get. Because the thing is, and you guys have been married for 17 years, you know that, like, what sustains you at year three and at five, mm-hmm. like, after 10, 15 years, you're like, all right, I need some more. Me and Melissa joke all the time, like, I've heard all those stories. I know. We're telling stories at parties.
We go know, get like, kidnapped so you can get a new color.
Here comes your favorite one. And to the other people, it's new, but to your wife, it's like, bro, hey, we heard all that. What's new in your life?
Amy's heard
you know what I mean? Like, and I think as you age, it's kind of more difficult because you create new vulnerabilities, things you're afraid of that you weren't mm-hmm. afraid of.
You have different experiences in life.
Absolutely, different experiences, and you're not even sure of them. So it's like really hard to share them. Yeah. Like Melissa, like loss is like I've been blessed to not have experienced true loss like a lot in my life. You know, I have a hope. My great grandmother was the only person who's been really really close to me every day that died. Man, and a cousin's dad, but like. You know, my parents are getting up there. They're still healthy and healthy, blah, 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 healthy. But as we age, that starts to become a reality. And I'm like, I don't even want to think about that. I don't want to think about my grandma. I don't want to think about nothing happening. Like, it's amazing me how much I think about something happening to my kids for no reason. They just be right there playing the game and be like, God, protect them. Like, they ain't doing that. Just protect them, God. Yeah. You know what I mean? So for me, it's probably about sharing my fears because that's probably the most vulnerable part of me.
Well, he's so spot on. I mean, I don't even know how to add to that. I think too, you know, you're okay getting away on certain things of not sharing your fears or letting your companion know what those fears are. But I think as you get to an important thing like intimacy, you know, I think I was reading something the other day that said, you know, sexual issues are like number two cause of divorce, you know, behind money.
Mm.
And so, you know, having said that, you know, again, you can get away with certain things, mm-hmm. but I think when you started talking about your relationship and intimacy, it's so important to share those thoughts and feelings and fears and desires, which so we
true.
Don't do enough of.
So
you know, getting back kind of from an intimate standpoint, I mean, again, I, you know, it would be really scary for me to say, hey, Amy, here's what I'm desiring or vice versa. And I think this, you know, again, this the way we've done things and set things up is to where, you know, it's done in a way to where it's not maybe let our guard down and not have to worry about that rejection as much. Right.
I would say being vulnerable would be 100% naked in every aspect of your life and still know 100% that they are going to be respectful, loving, completely committed, and there for you.
100%. I think that was an amazing definition, and I most certainly agree with you, because I think that true vulnerability, I mean, it's just what you said, it is being fully seen and knowing that your spouse is going to still fully accept and love you. And I think the fear, the reason why we hold on and shield and don't always show ourselves is because we're not confident that you will accept me in everything that I am. And so we hold on to, if I tell you that I'm afraid, will you think I'm less than a man? If I tell you how kinky I really am intimately, will you think I'm a pervert? Like, that's why we hold on to those things, because we're not afraid that you're ready to fully see all of who I really am.
How kinky are you? Hello? You could tell me.
No,
it's not. Vulnerability. I call vulnerability.
Tell me.
I call it.
So speaking of kinky, we're going to go to our last component of the starter pack, and that is Blue Chew. We have advocated for Blue Chew. Chab it on.
Blue Chew.
Steph Curry over here. Threes all day.
No flicking your wrist.
I didn't know how to do it. I was doing this. Oh, three. How you do it? Chab, whatever.
Melissa's family was, the daughters were not good at sports that had balls in them.
No, I ran track.
If you had to run straight line or in a circle, good. Introduce an object. I cannot catch and run.
Don't ask me to catch nothing. Cannot do both. I'm still not coordinated. This is totally off subject, but we will come back. We were just in Hawaii last week, and I'm a marshal. I can drive a car. I can back in. My dad was in the military. He was a truck driver. Like, I know how to do these things in real life. However, when we get in go-karts, I don't know what happens, but I don't know how to drive.
Melissa crashed into a wall.
I crashed into a whole wall and scraped up the side of our go-kart. I felt like literally I went to turn and you would have thought the wall just appeared. The way I crashed into it, it was literally like it wasn't there and I was fine. And then all of a sudden it was there and it was like, phoom. I mean, the whole side of the wall, like Freddy Krueger took his nails and just scraped. It was terrible. I do this every time. I don't know how to back up. I just sit there like, Josh, you gonna come help me or no? So anyway, last component of the starter pack on today is Blue Chew. We have talked about that. Let me tell you something. You want to have a good night? If you want to have a good night, open up the Ultimate Intimacy app. Put your low-level lubricant on standby. Mm-hmm. Man, grab some Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Send your kids to your mama's house.
For Mother's Day.
For a couple days.
Yeah.
For a couple days.
Or the summer like we are.
Yeah, sounds like that Blue Chew. Man. You need 48 hours.
Yeah. Blue Chew is a new you. Blue Chew will come through. It'll have you doing stuff you didn't know you had. Blue Chew is like Incredible Hulk for your peen. You're just like, yo, I want to hit strength. I want to be. I always talk about this. I love the sex, but sometimes I'm very much tired. But I'm never too tired for sex. But my mind is tired. But Blue Chew is like, listen, that bottom head, we'll get that part working. And we've had some experiences. And my kids are going away for the summer. I got a whole pack of them. I got a whole pack.
One of our listeners says that all their ads say, you too deserve an erection.
You deserve the erection of your dreams. And the night of passion, women, their refractory period is much quicker than ours.
Yeah.
You know? So the times that your wife's like, man, let's go again. You'd be like, I cannot do
one hit. We're one hit wonders.
Yeah. We're out here like Return of the Mac. We got that one single, Sir Mix-a-Lot. We're those guys. And we need to be Rihanna and Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Turning hits after hits after hits.
Hit after hit.
Sustainable career.
That's what I'm going to try next time. I'm going to go regular on the first. And then I'm going to go Blue Chew on the second. Oh, yeah.
Cannot stand you right now. So again, personal starter pack, love hour indoors. Get yourself BlueChew.com. If you don't know, Blue Chew is chewable, and it is FDA approved. Those are important things.
And it comes in discreet packaging.
It is convenient. Chow, they're friends of the podcast.
Okay? Friends of the potty.
If you are interested, right now we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use promo code LOVEHOUR. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color B-L-U-E, Chew, C-H-E-W.com. Promo code LOVEHOUR to try it for free. BlueChew is better, cheaper, faster, and a faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast on today.
Shout out to you, Blue.
Shout out to you.
One thing that I think is really interesting, Amy and Nick came to my show in Vegas. They sat on the front row. They had the time of their life. They said, people were saying on the row next to you that, man, this is the best show ever, right? And you guys were like, yeah. So people had told me. Yeah. my thing that I think is interesting is that you guys are very calm and mild-mannered, and y'all created this great little freaky app that allows people to enjoy your, you know, their lives. Like, how has it changed? Or like, to me, how does it feel for you guys to know so many people are like being blessed by something that, you know, was initially just for you? Because that's like helping people's sex life. That is God's work.
Absolutely.
Honestly, y'all are doing the Lord's work. It's kind of overwhelming and exciting. And
yeah.
And we're both really passionate about helping people enjoy their marriage. Like, marriage is supposed to be a blessing. It's sad to hear that it's not, you know?
And yes.
Honestly, this is like our first public, you know, kind of introduction on it. You know, we kind of sat back and, you know, because it's something we created. We didn't know how it'd be receptive.
It's pretty new.
You know, taken by people and things like that. But it's kind of just gone so crazy. And the constant emails and feedback that we get from people of just how it's changing their relationship and their marriage and their communication and everything.
I never get DMs about the Love Hour, like, personally.
Oh, I was like, I do but all the time. Ultimate
intimacy app, people are like, let me tell y'all what. Like, probably more than anything else we've ever recommended. And even, like, I don't even remember where Melissa heard it. I know she heard it on a podcast.
I heard it on Sexy Marriage Radio.
Sexy Marriage Radio, which is a great podcast. Mm-hmm. Great podcast. And when she told me about it, I remember I was at, she told me about it at work. So I downloaded it, and my old job, the walk was about 15 minutes.
Do you realize when I first heard it, they had very recently had just launched.
Yeah.
So when we first started using it, it was at the beginning of the app.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. We were just talking about it.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, we were hip to game for a while before we... I mean, it was before the podcast was really, you know.
It was in our, like most things, it was in our life first before we got to the podcast. But I remember walking home and I was like, oh, this is like, first of all, as an app, like on the level of other apps, I was just like, man, thank God for technology. Because it was super helpful. And I feel like the best thing is if you're a Christian person and like we've gone to sex stores for toys and like books. And it'd be like, you know, like I try to be like, oh, kid, I'm freaking nasty. Yeah. And I am. But at the same time, there's still parts of me that is just like the language. I'd be like, fam, children are present. And there don't be no children present. So I feel like that was a good thing for me. The other thing that I really liked about it, and men, like, you got to play this part of the game, the conversation piece. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't think that's like, when we think sex, we think, okay, do things to me. Touch me here. Lick me there. Lick me there. Oh, lick me there. We think that, but we don't think of the intimacy part. And from Melissa and I, the intimacy part was we sometimes spend 30, 45 minutes like on the conversation piece of the game before we get to the, like, you know, the like actual physical part of it. And for me, sometimes I was struggling, like, not necessarily with sexual moves and positions, but like, how do we generate interesting conversations? Right. Because we've been married for so long, it's like, what are your hopes and dreams? Like, we've had that. Like, we're always talking about that. Like, some of the questions in the app were like, man, that was a question I have never asked Melissa. Mm-hmm. That some of these questions would be great prior to being married. Like, you know, to see if this person's a good spouse for you, or to just understand, like, how they view the world. You know what I mean? One of the things that's helped us in our marriage a lot is we spent so much time dating that I saw Melissa's viewpoint of the world and her parents and her sisters and her relationship in like the sibling order. So it like helped to understand her overall. But your app has a lot of those questions in there. And I feel like that's why it's a very holistic app, in the sense of it's not just like sex. do this sex. You know what I mean? Like, which would be fine, but for the actual sex, but for the relationship, you could do the questions part of the game on a date.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be like in the bedroom, you know?
Well, I truly believe the app, you know, was inspired, you know, by Amy putting this together. You know, we met an incredible app developer who took the idea and literally, you know, Amy and I talk about this all the time. You know, we could have had 100 different versions of the app mm-hmm. and not had it turn out as amazing as it is. Yeah. So, no, you know, we have a partner, our app developer, who you know, the first time put the app together and did a phenomenal job. So yeah. kind of every step of the way, we just feel like we've kind of been guided on, you know, how to put this together.
And we've grown it and added stuff and realized, oh, we're missing this aspect of intimacy. Let's add that in, which we plan to add yeah. more in. And so it really is for any age, adult age. Like if you're a newlywed,
I knew what you meant, but thank you for the clarity.
You know what I meant. Like it'd be great to hand someone and say, you need to talk about these things or learn these mm-hmm. things. If you're getting married or someone that's, you know, in a different situation, you know, been married a long time, needs some spice, is in a rut, you know, we just have really tried to hit every aspect of
that. As a newlywed, that would have been absolutely. Super helpful.
I would have loved someone to hand this app to him the night before too. We got married.
Yes.
I
agree.
I'm going to show my kids the app the night before they get married. I'll be like, I think that's fantastic. Take care of yes. your wife, you yes. know, like yeah. it takes people years to figure out each other. Let's fix that. You know?
That is, man, it really does take people years. It took, it and does. Now people were like, I remember when we got married, people were like, oh man, the sex is going to get boring after a while. But I found the opposite to be true.
Yeah,
the longer you get married, the more, early in your life, early in your marriage, you still have a lot of ego. I want her to think I'm doing this. And, man, especially if you had sexual partners prior to marriage, you know, a lot of it is like, this is my first time with you. I got to make an impression, you know. But as you're able to remove the stressors and condemnation, there's a lot of fear. At least when I was having sex outside of marriage, I was like, well, this person gets pregnant. I don't want to have a kid with them. What do they got to do? You know, all that type of stuff. Yeah. When you're in a marriage where you know both of y'all are committed to each other, there's so much freedom.
Freedom
is the word yep. I was looking yeah. for. There's so much sexual freedom. You don't have to cue. There's a lot of words that Beyonce's using lyric. They don't all have to be like.
Just a song title. Just a song title.
But there's a lot of freedom. And with freedom comes creativity and safety and security. And knowing that your wife, you know, feels good. This is really funny. And I'll let you guys talk. In regular marriages or in regular pop culture TV, you're like, man, sex has got to be long. And oh, man, we got to be having hours. And when you're like married with kids and you've had a long week, you're like, I finished really fast. Like, hey, no problem. I was kind of tired anyway. Good night. And yeah. he's like, oh, it's okay. Everything's yeah. okay. We're both good.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Love you.
All right. It's about connecting, you know?
Yeah.
And when you're connecting, it doesn't really matter if it's, you know, a couple minutes or an hour. I mean, right? Honestly. So
yeah,
I can honestly say in our relationship, I think our intimacy is the best it's ever been. And other aspects of our marriage as well. As
and we've gone through
about.
Some really big trials the last couple of years, but our communication has taken yeah. on a whole new level, you know, in so many areas. And
so as we've seen how this has affected our relationship in a positive way, and now we're constantly getting emails and feedback from other people, we've realized, hey, this is something that's really blessing
absolutely.
And helping people's yeah. lives, and you know, we want to share this with the world, so to speak.
Yes.
So
I think that's the first like test, so to speak, that something is good is when you can speak from a testimony point of view, meaning you created this app and then you can sit back and reflect and say, oh wait, this actually works. Like, this has changed and yeah. transformed my marriage. I know then that it can help and transform other people's
and
marriage.
And then when you hear that it is transforming.
It's so, marriage. It's just confirming, you know? Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, real quick, like we said, you know, we listen to what the customers are saying. You know, mm-hmm. we want input because we're able to hear different things that maybe we don't know or mm-hmm. haven't thought of. And we've got a couple really neat features coming out in the next month or so that we're adding to the app that we think is going to be additional game changers.
Look at Kev.
Yeah, man. I'm all about new features.
So yeah, look, you know,
are new positions being added weekly?
We are. Yeah, not weekly, but we are. I mean, there's only so many things you can do. But yeah, we are continuously adding new things to the app. But again, I think in the next month, you're going to see some pretty exciting
and thanks
things.
For your feedback, too.
Oh, yeah.
Feedback is huge. Like, we're using your feedback.
Feedback is great, and arched backs are good, too.
Hello.
Ayo.
Did you have anything else you wanted to...
I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for this, for your addition to our lives, helping us and helping the people. It's very much good. I like it. Thank you guys for being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord and saying, hey, the people need this app for their marriages. And then we just want to tell more people about it because this isn't like a we you guys, we're not, this isn't like a transaction thing. Like,
correct.
We found out about this on a podcast. It's helped us, and we want to share this with people so they can like be like, oh, thank you so much. So
and the feedback that we have received has been nothing but positive. I mean, literally nothing but positive. Mm-hmm. So definitely. Awesome. Did you guys want to add anything else?
I think, yeah, you can download the app for free at ultimateintimacy.com. It's both on Android and iPhone. So
even Android.
Free version.
And we are just passionate about bringing passion into your marriage.
I love it. Yeah. Tagline.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to wrap up. If you haven't, I know we've talked about it a lot, but if you ain't got nothing else, go download the app. It is literally amazing. You definitely should download it and try it. And we just quickly want to, this is the first episode since we have launched the conference, and I am so excited. I'm just so excited to like finally be here. Kev is excited. I am excited. We are all very excited. I talked to my event planner yesterday and I was on the phone like, girl, we did it. I cannot believe it. I'm so excited. So I am very excited. Thank you to everyone who has already registered for the conference. We are almost 50% sold out of VIP. So child, listen, if you're thinking about doing it, secure your ticket, okay? It is going to be amazing. VIP includes the vow renewal ceremony, which will be officiated by Kevin Fredericks. He is a licensed minister. This will be a time, I promise you, this will minister, not just be, I know I felt churchy too, because I said this will be a time.
This will be a high time in the Lord.
This will not just be a church banquet. I promise you, this will not just be your church's banquet. It will actually be a wedding reception. The event planner that I hired is amazing. It will feel like a wedding reception. It will be a wedding reception. It will be all of the things, and I'm just really excited about it. And then on Friday and Saturday, we have the sessions during the day with some phenomenal speakers. We have our pastor and first lady, Erica and Warren Campbell. We have Tony and Sherry Gaskins, who, if you don't follow Tony Gaskins, you absolutely should gather the pieces of your life and then grab your phone and follow him, because he is amazing. We have Michael and Amanda Pittman. We have the friends, LeBryant and Fanika Friend. We have Takara and Kenya Martin. They were on the podcast. You guys love them. Sexologist Samira is on there. You guys love them as well, or love her as well. We have some other speakers that are, shall we, working on them to come and confirm. And once they do that, we will let you guys know. Then we have the comedy show featuring Tony Baker. Kevin is hosting. And then we also have the 90s party on Saturday. So in case you do not know, I wanted this to be more than just people sitting down and receiving information. I wanted it to feel like an extended date night. So that's why we're including in your registration date night activities. And I'm just so excited about it. So if you haven't, please go register. It is thelovehour.com, where you can find more information there. And I think that is it. All right. Please look for more updates from us. Follow us at The Love Hour Podcast. I am at Miss Kev on Stage.
The Kev on Stage.
He is at Kev on Stage. And they are at Ultimate Intimacy App, if you would like to follow them as well. That's all for now. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.